Yeah, I find that pretty interesting. It will be interesting once you get it published whether they change their viewpoint. I'm actually surprised that there hasn't been more excitement about it. One of the issues that I hear brought up by people who are not that excited about this is a study, I believe it was an ECOG study that Lori Goldstein reported of AT versus AC. And I'm not exactly sure why that's relevant to yours, but can you go through what that study showed and whether you think it is relevant to the TC?
Sure. I think it is relevant in our manuscript that we just submitted. It's the one study I picked out to kind of compare because the ECOG, that trial was a larger study, involved 3,000 women. I think two-thirds were node negative, third were node positive. And, you know, in the beginning, by 1997, had we had the data, I think we would have liked to combine probably adriamycin and docetaxel, which is what they did, and compare it to AC. Now, we didn't feel we were comfortable enough to do that, so we did TC and took the adriamycin out. They had absolutely no difference in outcome. I think it was 87 or 88% disease-free survival at 4 years in both arms. I mean, the curves are absolutely superimposable. You can do some subgroup analysis. I try to refrain from doing that. It's hard to do. You run a big trial like this, people want to do subgroups. They just sort of can't help themselves. And then you get some interesting variation where one subgroup shows something that's positive. But if the overall results are completely superimposable, if one subgroup's positive, then some other subgroup is going to have a negative effect. But I think, you know, looking at that trial overall, there was no difference in outcome, survival or disease-free survival. But in general, the results are much better than we sort of would have predicted historically. That's true in our trial, too. These results are better than I think we would have predicted 10 years ago we would be seeing. But having said that, then you have to try to explain if TC is better than AC, why AT was not. And that's the hard one to kind of explain. Part of the difference could be we used a higher dose of docetaxel. We used 75 milligrams per meter squared. In that trial, they used 60 and 60. There is a dose-response relationship in metastatic breast cancer with docetaxel. Mortensen has a paper that will be coming out looking at different dose levels in metastatic disease. The numbers of patients aren't huge, but clearly the lower dose, like 60 per meter squared, is not quite as good as 75 per meter squared, and that isn't quite as good as 100 per meter squared. Some of those differences aren't statistically significant, but the trend is there. So we used a higher dose of docetaxel. We didn't cap doses based on body surface area. We didn't reduce doses. And, you know, really, there may be a lot more synergism between docetaxel and cyclophosphamide than you would kind of guess. I mean, those are the reasons I sort of speculated. But in the end, we don't know.